My special guest, life coach Sally Tebow, joining us once again to look at some of the 10-step principles to being fitter and healthier. The first principle we talked about, eating consciously. Principle number 2, intermittent fasting. Last week, principle 3 was exercise purposefully. And Sally joins me now to talk about principle 4. This is drinking water frequently. Good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Hi, Tim.
So let's talk about the benefits of drinking water, because we all know that drinking water is good for us. But what are the benefits of drinking enough water and drinking it frequently?
Yeah, this is a question I ask, especially if I bring on clients and they want to release weight. I ask this question all the time. How much water are you drinking? And inevitably, 95% of them will give me the same 99% answer. I don't drink enough.
Okay, so we'll pause the benefits for just a moment. Let's talk about what's enough.
So the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine recommend for men around 3.7 litres per day.
Wow.
And for women around 2.7 litres a day, with 80% of this should come from drinks including water. The rest should be from food.
Right. Okay, there's a lot of people going, 3.7 a day for men? What? No.
Yeah. So, not all has to be drinking water, but you really do need to be sipping on water regularly.
Let's look at the reasons why then. What are the benefits of doing that?
Number one, prevents kidney damage. So the kidneys regulate fluid in the body. We need sufficient water so that we don't end up with kidney stones and other problems. Number two, it helps maintain blood pressure. A lack of water can cause blood to become thicker, increasing the blood pressure. It helps regulate body temperature. I think this is really, really important for a Queensland summer. And, of course, on that same level, dehydration can affect the brain structure and functions involved in the production of hormones and neurotransmitters, and prolonged dehydration can lead to problems with thinking and reasoning. I know when I worked in a school, kids would often come to a teacher and say, I've got a headache or I can't think, and the teacher was often send them out to have a drink of water and come back.
Yes.
And it was amazing how different it was. And of course, in the work that I do, it aids in weight loss and also increases exercise performance. So especially if you're exercising outside in the heat, you must be really monitoring your water intake. And the thing is, you're often dehydrated before you feel thirsty.
Right. So then let's talk about that, because you were talking about just sipping generically. I mean, we're looking for men, 3.7 litres a day. Thereabouts, 2.7 litres for women. I mean, that seems like a lot of water. And some people really struggle with the fact that it's just water. It doesn't really taste of anything. So are there simple ways to stomach 3.7 or 2.7 litres a day?
Yeah. We have lovely limes and lemons, cucumber, beautiful to add to your water. You know, add some ice. Sometimes chilled water is more palatable to drink. It's like soda water, mineral waters, all those types of things. Stay away from anything with high sugar, of course. But, there's lots of varieties. I was just in the supermarket just recently. Lots of varieties of flavoured waters right now that have no sugar in them are actually a fruit flavored mineral water. So, check those out. But for me, what I do is I have a to-do list, and the bottom of my diary every day, I have 8 little strokes. And every time I have a glass of water, I tick it off.
Right.
So by the end of the day, make sure I have at least 8 to 10 of those. And, when you think of over the space of a day, you're awake probably 16 hours, not a lot to drink.
Drinking water frequently, that's principle number 4 in 10-step principles that we're looking at with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. You can hear these again at sallytebow.com.au, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, thanks so much for that. You take care.
Thanks, Tim. See you then.